in the context of our province. So yeah, definitely. That is a conversation I just want to have now with the executive manager of MTPA, Ubabu Mtungwa. That's Twanano Mtungwa. He joins us now in conversation following, obviously, South Africa experiencing a significant increase in international tourist arrivals with 7.63 million visitors between the month of January and September of this year. And an increase, obviously, of 1.1 million from the previous year. To discuss this further, the executive manager of MTPA, Ubabu Mtungwa, joins us now. Ubabu Mtungwa, greetings.
Greetings, and greetings to the riders and listeners.
Yeah. Mtomtala, maybe I guess Pegele number, you know, very encouraging indeed, an increase from the previous year. Obviously, searching South Africa as an ideal destination, particularly for the international market. In the context of Mpumalanga, I was with, you know, some officials are telling me that Mpumalanga is not slightly doing bad as well. I'm being told that, in fact, we are among the top destinations that international tourists envisage of visiting. Just give us a sense of, if the country reports 7.63, how are we doing as a province?
All right, thank you very much. Maybe better start by welcoming the significant increase in international arrivals coming into the province or and the country as well. This strong growth reflects sustained recovery and renewed confidence in the country and the province as a premier global tourism destination. So also this year-on-year improvement signals that South Africa remains accessible, diverse, and a competitive tourism destination. How the numbers are looking from Mpumalanga? Mpumalanga has consistently remained the second most popular destination for tourists coming into the country after Gauteng. In 2024, the province welcomed over 2 million international arrivals, which was a 6-year high, and we dominate 23.8% of the tourism market share for the country. Our natural attractions, such as the Kruger National Park, the Blazer Canyon, and the God's Window, remains one of the visitor attractions. In addition to this, also our tourist towns are quite popular with tourists. So from that perspective, the market share for the province is quite good in terms of international arrivals. We are out-competing all provinces except for Gauteng, which is the main point of entry for tourists into the province. So from that perspective, we are doing quite well in terms of generating international tourists into the province.
Kahle kahle we are number one, Babu Mtungwa, because when you look into maybe the merits of why Gauteng would be obviously the landing base and all of that is simply because they have an international airport that can obviously accommodate any flight of anywhere, you know, any somewhat destination from any part of the world, as opposed to us where we are having an international airport, but it might not be at the size of OR Tambo. Am I just blowing the own horn here? But maybe on one score. But I want to ask, when they do come to the province, are they having a pre-planned itinerary or are they still sorting out places to visit?
All right. So most international tourists, when they visit, they do have a pre-planned itinerary of places they would like to visit. So notwithstanding the fact that the province is doing well in terms of the numbers of tourists coming to the province, however, we need to improve in terms of the amount of money they spend in the province, their length of stay, and to diversify the attractions that they visit while in the province. So it is an advantage for us that we are doing well in terms of the numbers, but it's also an opportunity to ensure that we engage tourists to stay longer and to spend more while in the province.
Yeah, but what are some of the contributing factors as to why are they not spending? Because if surely they are coming here, they would love to spend. Is it as a result that we do not have enough offerings, particularly for them to then spend on? And where are they spending more, if I may ask?
Well, the biggest draw card for tourists coming, they want to come and appreciate our natural beauty and our wildlife. And they do spend on those items. However, there is opportunity to expand their spend by having products that engage them while they're here, such as adventure activities, investments in theme parks, that would engage the investor and make sure that they spend more. Additionally, linked to this is cultural tourism. There is a market to ensure that the local communities that surround these natural attractions, these wildlife centers, have more role to play in terms of having products that tourists who visit these centers could visit. So to ensure the diversification of the product offering, the province is administering what we call the Mpumalanga Youth Fund, where more and more young people are encouraged and funded to establish businesses in tourism that prolong the stay of tourists and that ensure and that takes advantage of other opportunities within the value chain.
Babumtunga ngaphambi kokuthi ngikuyekele uhambe, maybe let's also use the opportunity. I mean, we are on the second day of December. Many people, I know that we are talking about international tourists, but I'm sure that MTPA would love to somewhat get a sense of obviously domestic tourism and, you know, integration. Give us a sense, if somebody were to wake you up from your sleep, if they were to say, name an ideal destination that one needs to go to in Mpumalanga, where would that be?
Well, so the best destinations to be during the festive season are the attraction centers, the nature reserves that we have, and the rural and township communities that surround them.
Very interesting. I see what you did there. You actually spoke to your point of cultural tourism. But yeah, nonetheless, I really want to thank you so much for making time. All the best in the work you do.
Thank you very much. And thank you to your listeners.
Sure. There you have it. It's the executive manager of MTPA, Ubabu Mtung, Twanano Mtung, there giving us a sense, saying that, look, there's over 2 million international tourists that have since flocked into our country, and as a result, I mean, the province, not country, there over 2 million international tourists that have flocked into the province, that somewhat results into about 23.8%, making us the second most popular tourist destination after Gauteng, not even Cape Town, not even the Western Cape.
Where the facts and opinions build the discourse. Rosa FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skosana.
So also make sure that you